The suburbs of Buenos Aires prospered and grew as Argentinian trade and production flourished. Then, the factories began to close. Some factories moved to other countries, some were sold to multinational companies, which then fired workers. Others simply disappeared. This urban neighborhood soon fell into disrepair without resources. Now in these neighborhoods, you find the highest levels of poverty and unemployment in Argentina. More than 80% of the residents are unemployed or only employed part-time. Most are young and have never been able to find a job. Argentina's unemployed workers movement first emerged in these depressed suburbs of Buenos Aires in 97. What began with demonstrations by unemployed Argentinians blocking highways and commercial arteries to demand jobs and unemployment subsidies has now grown to serve people's basic needs. 29-year-old Pepe joined the growing numbers of an unemployed workers' movement in his neighborhood, saying it provides basic service the local councils no longer offer.
Bueno, no podemos seguir pensando que el plan lo vamos a tener todos los días, todos los meses y todo el año. Sino por eso apostamos bueno, la política ahora del MNT es apuntar a lo social, por ejemplo, las copas de leche, comedores.
We cannot continue thinking that the subsidy will have it the whole days, all the months or the year. For that reason, the politics of our movement is to point to the social thing, a glass of milk for the children, dining rooms, libraries, and also to the productive projects, vegetable gardens, bakeries, that tomorrow's day serve us like an alternative to the system, to have a worthy work. For that reason, we don't have enough with the 150 pesos that we are winning today for anything. For that reason, next month or in the future, we want to work with our own resources without oppression or repression or anything for the style. Residents say most people suffer from hunger and need immediate help. They complain the politicians do not care and only take advantage of the problem of hunger in the poor neighborhoods for political gains. In response, the movements of the unemployed have opened many community dining rooms. Pepe continues relating us the problems in the neighborhood. This place where we are building is in front of the dining room of the Partido Justicialista that manages the municipality. The politics of the municipality is to don't allow anything that they don't make them. This place doesn't supply it of anything. We build it with our tools, but they don't want anything against them. The dining room that is in front, that it belongs to them, it's not supplying the children that come to eat with enough food. We don't discriminate any children, they will eat there and here also. This is a place for the whole neighborhood, the neighborhood of Don Arione. While this dining room was being built, some children came by in a search of a hot drink and a little bread. They told us why they didn't like to go to the dining room of the municipality.
Porque yo ayer fui a la copa y me dieron un pan casero de chiquitito y leche por la
Because
mitad,
yesterday I went to take the glass of milk and they gave me a bread homemade very little and the half of the glass of milk. For that reason I don't like to go, because they make you starve. The unemployed workers' movement 5-year history has been intense. The government maintains a constant campaign of criminalization against the unemployed who are organized, especially of those who continue to demand their right to employment. On the 26th of June, the government deals its biggest blow yet to the fight of the piqueteros. That day, they were attempting to block the roads leading to the capital. At one of the most important roadblocks, the police repressed the action, eventually killing 2 young piqueteros. One of them, Daria, 20 years old, had helped to develop many of the community projects. Daniela is 18 years old and worked with Daria. She tells us how their lives changed in the neighborhood after the tragic repression.
Sí, impactó bastante los compañeros. Creo que todavía no pudieron descargarse, ¿no?
Well, pero that caused a big impact to the partners. I believe that still those partners, they were not being able to discharge their pain. It caused a lot. But they seeing more than anything to work in the neighborhoods. For that, before we're accustomed to the dynamics of constantly blocking their highways, I believe that that diminished today a lot, and we are dedicated a full to the work of in the neighborhoods, to a territorial work. And those partners put many fields to that. Same, I believe that there is a lot of fear. That happens with Dario, it took us very closely, very direct. The partners have fear. But that doesn't mean that they lower their arms. They go to continue fighting in that they can, and I believe that today per today is in the neighborhood. All that we get is through the fight. We are organized and we take this place resisting. The youth in the movement are the ones who sustain much of the daily work in the neighborhoods, as well as the actions to block roads and organize marches and other protests. Although poverty grows day by day, and more than 50% of the population is excluded from the economic system, these social organizations struggle to create new spaces for resistance. The movements of unemployed will be added September 20 to a great national mobilization, next to the unions, popular assemblies, swindled investors, students. This will be a new opportunity to demand that all must leave, stop of hunger and unemployment, work now and defense of the occupied factories. At the Independent Media Center of Argentina in Buenos Aires, for Free Speech Radio News, I'm Pablo Moreno with Pablo Boido.